Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf on a Friday here in South Philadelphia. We're here at the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. And the Eagles, just a couple days away from Monday Night Football, the Eagles 28-25 overall in the franchise history on Monday Night Football. Still a special occasion, Bo.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing these guys on prime time. Get to watch Sunday, watch football all day Sunday. That's nice, a chance for us for once. And looking forward to seeing these two 2012 draft classmates going up against each other, Nick Foles and Andrew Luck.
Two of the premier teams in the NFL going at it on Monday Night Football. We got a lot going on here at the NovaCare Complex today. Let's get you caught up with everything. Chris McPherson out on the practice field.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. The Eagles look to get better in each and every facet of the game, and that includes knowing when to challenge the calls made by referees. On Friday, head coach Chip Kelly confirmed that the team has hired Frank Cosman, a former senior replay official with the ACC, whose sole job it is to tell the Eagles when to throw the red challenge flag and involve instant replay. Kelly explained that sometimes fans at home have better angles than the coaches do at the game.
Well, that's why we play 8 games at home and 8 games on the road, because everything evens out, right? Right? That's how you look at it. I'm a positive-looking guy, so 8 times a year, we get the best view in the world. So,
Sunday's win was fueled by members of the Eagles' draft class of 2012, including defensive end Fletcher Cox, linebacker Michael Kendricks, and quarterback Nick Foles, among others. The team is confident that there will be more positive returns from this class moving forward.
I think, like everybody, and I know I've said this 1,000 times, but I'll always say it, it's their second year in the system. You know, it's everybody was new. Coaches were new. Players were new. Everybody was new. And I said before the season started, I would hope we would be more improved than we were last year because we're a lot more comfortable. They can finish the play call when the play call goes in. They're not like, what am I supposed to do? Ball snap. You know, they know where they're supposed to be. They're taking a look at formations. They're looking at splits. They're looking at little tips of what they're doing. So they're just a lot more comfortable in what the scheme is. So
we as a team have gotten better each and every day. Me personally, just working on the fundamentals, continue to grow as a player. I feel like it's been a good work week so far, and now it's just on to the next phase. We just finished practice, going into recovery. That's one of the most important things you can do before a game.
The Eagles still have 3 days to figure out their offensive line situation heading into Monday night showdown with the Colts. One positive development, however, is the progress made by veteran Wade Smith, the former Pro Bowl selection and 12-year NFL player who was added to the team this Tuesday.
If we're going to play Wade, I think dealing with Wade for the last 2 or 3 days, I think he's got a real good grasp of what we're trying to do. He's a highly intelligent football player, just really kind of pleasantly surprised when you sit down and visit with him and talk football with him. He's got a real good knowledge of what we're doing, so I don't think it's going to affect how we're calling plays or doing, what we're calling on game night.
Last but not least, a look at the injury situation for the Eagles. A good one, as there are no changes to Friday's injury report. Wide receiver Josh Huff remains sidelined with a shoulder injury. Matt Tobin, the guard, was not able to participate in practice due to an ankle injury. That's going to do it for our new segment presented by Sports Authority. For more on Eagles 360, let's send it back to the studio with Dave and Bo.
All right, thanks very much, Chris. The Eagles offense gets it done in a lot of different ways. One of the key players here, one of the veteran players on the offense, tight end Brent Celek, he does it as a blocker. He does it as a receiver. He is an all-purpose player for the Eagles. And on the other side, he visits us in our Xfinity studio right here on Eagles 360.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day, and we actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Eagles win.
When the Eagles win,
you win.
It's
score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
We welcome you into the Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles tight end Brent Celek, who on Monday night makes his 10th appearance on Monday Night Football. And it's just another game, is it not?
Just another game.
Yeah, but it's cool, though, man. It's the only game in town. It's the only show in the NFL.
Yeah, I know. I mean, growing up, Monday Night Football was it. So, yeah, obviously there's a little added fun to it.
And, you know, I would imagine that when you play on Monday night, your phone blows up more after the game than in a normal game situation, because everybody in the country is watching it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, got to play well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big game, too.
The Colts defense, nobody really talks much about them. Everything's about Andrew Luck and the offense. What do you see from the Colts defense?
Well, they're a relentless group. Those are guys that are going to be running around, going 100% the whole time. So you're going to have to play whistle to whistle against these guys and never give up.
Brent, how's it gone this week with the new pieces up front with Andrew and Dennis and Wade coming in? How do you see that line coming together?
Well, I think Stout's done a good job of getting those guys ready. And, last week I think those guys did a good job of stepping in. So, you know, I obviously expect that the same thing this week. And, you know, they're just going to continue to get better.
It really is amazing that nobody around here seems to blink in the face of adversity. There's players come and go. Somebody steps down, gets injured, sprains it. Boom, you just keep going. Yeah. Why is that? Is that a trait of a really good football team?
I think it is, and I think it's a trait of, being in Chip's system, just the fact that, everybody gets so many reps in practice that, it's not too big of a deal to have a guy go down and have somebody else step up and go in, just because that guy has gotten so many reps.
How long did it take you to get used to practicing this way and understanding the benefits of practicing this way?
Probably, going through the off season last year, and then first few games of the regular season last year, and then you really start to understand. Okay, this is great. I mean, there's a reason why he's doing it this way, and it makes sense.
Brent, what did coming back from 17 down in game one show to you about everyone around you on this team?
Well, I think that, when you play a 16-game season in the NFL, there's going to be times where you're down by, a few points or sometimes a lot of points. So it's all about how you handle that and, how you can come back from that. And I think what we did and what we showed just proves that, okay, if this happens to us again, let's just stay the course and keep grinding.
And had you been put in at an offensive line position, what would have happened?
It would have been interesting.
Have you ever taken reps at? I mean, I know you take reps all over the place, but I can't imagine you going in at left guard, for example. And
no, I haven't. I mean, I'm sure the O-line would help me out. Yeah. The guards and tackle.
Block that guy. Block that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then you just have to. It doesn't matter if the defensive guy knows. You just got to do it. Just got to do your job.
Well, hopefully we won't ever have to worry about Brent Celek playing along the offensive line. Good luck on Monday night. Enjoy Indianapolis.
Thanks,
Brent Celek,
Dave.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. Enter the code at the bottom of the receipt at swoopinandwin.com. You'll be entered to win one of several prizes, including Eagles season tickets, Eagles autographed merchandise, and Acme gift cards. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, talking a little Eagles defense. A good first week against the Jacksonville Jaguars, particularly, Bo, on third downs. Jacksonville just 2 conversions and 14 attempts.
That's right, and the Eagles defense did struggle on third downs last year, so good to see them start the season well there. I think only one team in the NFL had a better third down defense in week one than the Eagles, so obviously that will be a big key to getting Andrew Luck off the field this week. Andrew Luck, a guy who can also beat you with his legs in addition to with his arm.
Yeah, so it's a huge task for the Eagles defense, and we talk about the third down success the Eagles had and what they'll have to do on Monday night. Our game plan guys, Mike Quick and Rob Ellis, go in depth on the Eagles' third down D.
All right, something the Eagles really struggled with last year was getting off the field on third down. That was a real big thing in this game. Jags are just 2 for 14 on third down. That included short and long.
Yeah, you can tell this was a point of emphasis during the offseason as the Eagles struggled with this last year. But in their first game here, we're going to see them versus the run. Here's what I love about the Eagles' defense, particularly this front seven. Everyone does their job. You're talking about run fits. These guys holding at the point of attack, Connor's job here as he gets inside that blocker is to spill this guard, that fullback coming around. He does his job forcing this fullback to take on Malcolm Jenkins, okay, who's also a part of the run game. And guess who gets to be free? D'Amico Ryan's basically untouched there because everyone in front of him did their job.
Absolutely. And I think Malcolm Jenkins is going to be a key, too, this year in both the run and the pass. And, yeah, you see it right there. But, yeah, the interior was great all day.
Being good against the run is all about getting in your gap and gap responsibilities. Watch the Eagles here versus the Jags. You got a double A-gap look here. The Eagles are showing blitz. They got 7 men in the box here. The Jacksonville Jags only have 6 guys to protect them. What you're going to get here is from Chad Henne, mm-hmm, is a turn protection. Chad believes all the pressure is going to come from this side.
Right.
So what he's going to do is have his offensive lineman block that way. The mistake is you got a 6'5", 260-pound linebacker
who's athletic
being blocked by a small tailback.
Yeah.
And that's a matchup that the Eagles will take every time.
Yeah, nice disguise here, too, on this as the Eagles get back. But, yeah, I mean, Connor Barwin's going to win that every time.
Connor Barwin did that a couple times Sunday.
Yeah.
That's just as big as a tackle or a sack, in my opinion, when you bat the ball down.
No question. That's one of the great things about him is his versatility, whether it's the run, the pass, whatever. You saw it right there.
I know it's just game one, but the Eagles' defense looked vastly improved on third down.
We take a look at our Eagles television programming here for the weekend. Of course, the Monday night game alters things just a bit. But as you see, we've got you covered wall-to-wall with Eagles-Colts coverage, including here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our kickoff show begins at 8 o'clock on Monday night. And then we are live with our post-game show presented by Rico. That's Bo Wolf and Ike Reese.
That's right. Looking forward to it. Greg Cosell as well. Should be fun,
yes,
breaking down all the action on Monday night.
And we're talking a lot about the Eagles defense here, and it is obviously a critical component. We've been talking about it all week. What do you do against Andrew Luck? You're first up. You're Bill Davis right now.
I think you got to get after him. I think you take advantage of Colts offensive line that's not the best. They started A.Q. Shipley at center last week, a guy we know from the Eagles. He's not a world beater. I think you can get pressure on Andrew Luck up the middle, but once again, as we mentioned before, make sure you don't let him beat you with his legs as well.
Well, this is pretty much a one-dimensional offense. The Colts just do not run the football very well, so what do? You make sure that you tackle great in the defensive secondary. You do not miss tackles, and if you don't miss tackles against the Colts, you have a chance. You're not going to shut down Luck. You're not going to blanket Reggie Wayne, T.Y. Hilton, and a great group of receivers and tight ends. But when they make their plays and make their catches, make sure you tackle. Don't miss opportunities for takeaways. The Eagles defense had a big one late in the game against Jacksonville, Bo, and it sealed the deal against the Jaguars. A little cherry on top of that one. I think if you can get after Andrew Luck a little bit, he's known to cough up the football, try to force some throws.
That's exactly right. For all his strengths, he is a guy who will throw some interceptions from time to time. tends to sail the ball high sometimes. So those guys in the secondary, especially the safeties, be ready for a ball to come your way. And we talked to some of those players in the secondary in the locker room about the challenge of facing Andrew Luck.
I think it's twofold. I think, you know, we get really good at what our game plan is going to be and make sure everybody's kind of understanding what we're going to do. That way we can play fast. And then understanding what the offense is going to give us as well. You know, it being early in the season, we might not have a huge hold on what they're going to do in the grass, but I think we have a general idea of what we're going to get, and, you know, you got to take the air out of the coverage and continue to make plays.
You know, just preparing every day, coming out here to practice and expecting those same things. You know, having to have the offenses back and them having to have ours. You know, we got to have a full game in all three phases. I think that's important every game. But third down stops is a big thing. Big three and outs are huge for us.
You know, we got to execute. You know, we got to do our assignments. You know what I'm saying? Be mistake-free, penalty-free, and beat the man across from us. And that will get us out on third downs.
You know, for me as a defensive football player, nose guard, D lineman, obviously I like to focus on the pass rush. Coverage is not my specialty. So I think for us, we just need to get after him. Like I said earlier, just unsettle him, try to mess up his rhythm a little bit, things like that. You know, really collapse that pocket on him.
Well, we are back here in our Xfinity studio, and when we return to Eagles 360, it's time for Crunch Time with wide receiver Jordan Matthews, Chris McPherson, and the rookie wide receiver talking about a debut in the NFL, and now it's on to week two when we return to Eagles 360.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Welcome to the debut of Lay's Hell Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and I'm joined by rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews. Had your first NFL catch and your first NFL game in the win over the Jaguars. So, Jordan, we got to get through some questions here. But first, how much do you love the chips? You were snacking on a couple of them before we started.
Pretty good, man. The jalapeno got my breath smelling hot later, but, you know, I'll take it, though. You know, I'm really big on them, so I appreciate Lay's for it.
All right, so, Jordan, first and foremost, you had the first catch of your NFL career Sunday, but what's the most memorable play of your football career?
Probably most memorable, and honestly, wasn't even anything I did. It was really just seeing, you know, Jeremy Maclin really get back to, you know, being himself, you know. He was really working hard the whole game, and, you know, you could tell he, you know, was in a lot of positions to get the ball, but Nick was just working his reads, you know, getting everybody else involved. And then we need him most, you know, he came up big. So it was good to see, you know, that big smile on his face when he came back to the sideline. You know, he's back, you know, and you know, I know he's going to carry that momentum throughout the rest of the season. So I was really happy for him.
So your whole football career, you're going college, high school, all time. That would be the one thing that stands out?
From this season? Like,
from, you know, no, from all being time. I'm going all time, Drew. You go all the way back in your past.
All time? Favorite play? That's hard. That's hard to think. I know probably if I had to go individually, I'd say, you know, the catch that helped me break the SEC record for yardage. And that was probably a big milestone, you know, individually that kind of just, you know, worked toward. I never really thought about doing it. It's never something that I said, okay, I want to be the SEC's all-time leading receiver. I just worked my hardest and I always went out there to get added to it. And it was the kind of thing that kind of fell in your lap. So when I was able to do it and I really, like, you know, knows what happened, I was really able to appreciate it.
Now, Jordan, you're known for your work ethic, but is there someone who has a better work ethic than you?
Yeah, there actually is. Back in my college, there's this guy named Kyle Westman, and, I mean, he works. It's on a level that's crazy. I mean, it was so crazy when we first got to college. You know, he was like, Jordan, man, let's go out do some running in the morning. So, okay, cool. I can never, like, back down from that. So we go out and run. We hit 1 mile. I'm like, okay, we're good. You know, get a nice job. We hit 2. Like, yo, man, you know, the sun's starting to come up. And then we're about at 3. I'm like, all right, I'm headed home. He just kept going. He's just been that way for, like, his whole career. You know, so he'll be coming out next year into the draft. So I know he'll actually get a lot of attention because he's a hard worker.
Now, Jordan, you play in the SEC at Vanderbilt. Some great rivalries there in the conference. What's the best nickname for a rival school?
Best nickname for a rival school?
Alabama. Bama. Georgia. Florida.
Dogs. I don't know. That's hard. Them Gamecocks. I like their whole little deal. So
I'm talking about but if you get to make fun of them. I'm
if
sure.
I had to make fun of one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm sure there's some things they say about the other schools.
I know. See, the bad thing is I went to Vanderbilt, so see, I heard most of our jokes.
Gotcha.
So I got most of those. I really can't think of any right now. You know, we call Tennessee some things I couldn't say on the air.
Gotcha. So you obviously grew up in Alabama. Mm-hmm. What's the one thing you miss about being back home?
Man, just, you know, definitely family. I'm really close to my family, both my parents. You know, I was blessed to grow up in a two-parent home where they really put a lot of time into me, you know, becoming the man that I am today, spent time with my brother and a lot of my friends back there, too. You know, I definitely would say I miss the food, but, man, when you talk about the food down in Alabama that I was eating, I'd probably be a lot bigger than I am right now, and I'm not talking about the good big, so that's probably good I actually got away from that kind of eating, but, you know, sometimes I do miss those places that my mom used to whip up.
Now, Jordan, your cousin is Jerry Rice. Mm-hmm. What one aspect of his game do you wish you had in your arsenal?
Aspect of this game, man, his routes were just so crisp. You know, I'm trying to work toward getting to be that technician when it comes to my routes, having all of them look the same. But I mean, it's like poetry in motion watching him run his routes and the way he would get open. I mean, he was uncomfortable because everything looked the exact same. So if I can get to that point in my career, then I think I'd be a really successful wide receiver.
All right, Jordan, we got Lay's Kel Cook Chips here.
Yes, sir.
Head coach is Chip Kelly. One word to describe him.
Chip Kelly, dude. I think somebody said he was a rocket surgeon. I think in the video, I think that's pretty accurate. Dude's crazy. I mean, have you ever looked at his Wikipedia page under personal?
No.
You couldn't find anything. It's like 2 lines. It's like something out of a horror movie. He says he got a couple friends in New Hampshire that he doesn't let talk to the media. And I was like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? So, but dude's an offensive genius. Great guy, great coach. I mean, I couldn't ask to be able to play for, you know, a better guy. He's been really helpful with my maturation coming to the NFL. He's also been very understanding at the same time, too. He knows when to challenge me, and he knows when to pull back a little bit because I might be struggling with something, and he's never said anything in a tone that I couldn't take. So, you know, I just really appreciate him and all the things he's been doing to help me with my career so far.
All right, Jordan, your favorite TV show on the NFL Network is the top 100 players mm-hmm. each year. Within the next 3 years, will you be on the list?
I know. I can't answer questions like that. I'm not big on that. I know some guys are into each his own, you know, a lot of guys say speaking into existence, and that's cool, you know, like I say, different strokes for different folks, but, you know, my mindset is always just go out and handle the job, handle the business, and then if those things come, then those things come. I don't like to put any added pressure on myself that doesn't need to be there by saying things like that, so, you know, it'd definitely be a blessing to be on it, but, you know, we'll worry about some of the things right now first.
Great stuff. Rookie wide receiver Jordan Matthews joining us here on Lay's Kel Cook presenting Crunch Time. Thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Back to Eagles 360, Dave and Bo here, and we're going to eat well on Monday night. We know you're going to eat well on Monday night because it's a big party when the Eagles are in prime time, and we are going to party with Amoroso's by our side, as you will. So now we're going to throw it over to Amoroso's On the Menu feature featuring linebacker Michael Kendricks.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Angela. Angela, tell these good folks where you're from.
Hi, I'm from Majors. We have four locations in Fallcroft, Yeadon, Steakane, and East Falls.
Angela, tell us what's on today's menu.
Well, today we have the Italian special with peppered ham. It has our freshly sliced provolone cheese, capicola, Genoa salami, prosciutto, and peppered ham, topped with tons of fresh veggies.
I'll tell you what, it's not a great sandwich unless it's on an Amoroso's roll, the reason why Philadelphia sandwiches are world famous.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amoroso Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwichselfie.
Well, that certainly is a tasty treat. We're looking forward to that on Monday night. It will be a big party for everyone as the Eagles open up their primetime schedule in Indianapolis. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. Make sure you're with us every step of the way as we count down the minutes until kickoff on Monday night. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.